That's a Ferrari. I'm walking around the department store and I bump into Carol Shelby. Boom. So Carol starts chewing me out. What you doing driving them foreign cars? I said, what do you mean? You got them Ferraris and them Maseratis and all them foreign cars. You supposed to be driving an American car. You're an American, ain't you?
Yeah.
Well, drive an American car. I said, well, in the first place, an American car only does 160. That's all there is to it. Ferrari goes 180. I need a car that does 180 or better to get to work. Because I live 2 miles, you know, from work. And so I can say to my wife, goodbye, dear, and I'm at work, see? And so he's, well, I'm going to tell you something right now. The Cobra people, my people, will build a car for you, and I don't want to see you in another Ferrari as long as you live. You understand that? I said, yeah. I said, how fast is it going to go? It'll do over 200 miles an hour.
You're kidding.
No, sirree, Bob. It'll do over 200 miles an hour because I'm having one built for me, and it's going to have automatic shift. You won't have to worry about no clutch. It's 900 horsepower, 427 cubic inches, and it'll have dual everything. I said, okay, man. Make that car for me. I'm telling you right now, it's going to have dual superchargers, going to have dual horsepower, going to have dual engines in it, going to have dual wheels, dual steering wheels, dual glove compartment, everything. Damn it, going to be dual. And you and I will just drive down the highway doing over 200 miles an hour and loving it. I said, okay. Now, I'm like a kid, Christmas Eve, waiting for this car. I've got to have this car, because, I mean, to me, it means a lot. It means that I can put down a lot of people, the kids with them Chevys and the big wheels that go all the way around about the size of the airplane wheels, and the kids always driving downhill and everything. They'll leave me alone now. Hey, you want to drag? No, sir, get away from here. I'll drive by Steve McQueen's house and put him down.
Hey, Steve, you don't have this one.
Yeah, I love that, man. It's going to be my car over 200 miles an hour. I just see myself, over 200, over 200, over 200. One night, the doorbell rang. That's my doorbell. My wife had that doorbell put in. That wasn't my doorbell. See, when we had the house built, I put in my own doorbell, which I thought was really groovy. And it is. It's cool. I get tired of... When you push my doorbell, it says, somebody's at the door. That's very hip to me. I love that, man. You know. And the houseman comes up to me and says, Mr. Cosby's a man out there with the Cobra.
What?
The Cobra. You're kidding. No, sir. Have him come in. So the guy walks in, and he's all dressed in black. And he's got his name across the thing. That's Bob. How'd you know? Did you meet him before? Met again? Bob, of course. And he says, here are the keys to your Cobra, Mr. Cosby.
Is it outside?
Yes, sir. Oh, man. Give me the keys. And I ran upstairs and I changed clothes, put on my Italian racing shoes, and put on a shirt with an ascot, and I put on my scarf, and it was starched, going straight back. And I had my hair all starched and going straight back. Look out, Snoopy! And I come downstairs, and I go outside, and I look, and there she is, all blue. And it's got chrome pipes coming out of the engine, wrapping all the way around the car, forming into a roll bar. And on the hood, there's a hickey. That's where the superchargers live. Right there in that hickey. And I said, oh man, my car. Oh, and pipes come. coming out, the exhaust pipe's just coming out, shooting out 18, 19 diameter inches, cubic centimeter pipes. Pipes! Wait till them kids in the Chevy see these pipes! They'll go crazy. They'll say, oh, wow, look at them pipes, man. This guy's got pipes coming out of his car. Oh, wow. And I opened the door, and I got in the car. My car. Ooh, I love you, car. And I kind of oozed into the seat. My car. And I wrapped both hands around the steering wheel, and I just kind of sat there and went. And the guy said, why don't you start it up? Yeah, I forgot all about that, man. And I put the key in. And right by the key, there's a gold plaque. It says, this car is made especially for Mr. Bill Cosby by Carroll Shelby and Company. 900 horsepower, 427 cubic inch engine, dual superchargers, dual everything, and will do over 200 miles an hour and is faster than anything Steve McQueen owns. And I looked at the speedometer. The speedometer starts at zero, goes all the way up around to 200 mph, and under the 200, there's still more room, and the words, oh wow. Oh, and there's a fire extinguisher. Now, this is really groovy, man. A fire extinguisher. Now, can you tell me how many cars have a fire extinguisher so that they're driving down the street, man, you see a house in fire, you know, and you just jump right out of it. And they said, my goodness, thank you so much. I loved it. And my scarf was just sitting there, straight back, flying in the wind. And I put it in neutral and smiled at the guy. 900 horsepower. Oh, boy. And I started it up. And I turned it off. My scarf was limp. My hair was straight up on my head. My Italian racing shoes had turned into sneakers. The fire extinguisher emptied itself all over me. Ladies and gentlemen, I was idling. I was idling. The car had not moved. I had not put my foot on the gas pedal, and it was killing people. My body says, get out now, or I will not be with you. But the mind and the body do not get along well. And so the mind's ego was at stake here. Manhood. I couldn't let this man know that I was scared to death. I couldn't let him know that I went along with the fire extinguisher. And the man in black said, "Why don't you take it around the block for a spin?" Didn't I? I pulled the emergency brake back as far as it would go. Put my foot on the brake as far as it would go. I checked to see if it was in neutral. I fastened my safety belt. The first time in my life I've ever fastened a safety belt. Now I know why they make safety belts. They're not concerned with my safety. The ambulance driver is too lazy to look for the body. And I started the car because I don't know any other word for it. Up. I put it in drive, emergency brake on, foot brake on. Went around my own tree 3 times. Turned it off. Was still going around the tree. My scarf had left me. My shoes were run over. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me, because I'm getting the hell out of this car. And I opened the door, and I took the keys out, and I walked around the car at a distance of about 12 feet. And I went over to the man dressed in black. And I said, "Take the keys and this car. It's all paid for. And you give it to George Wallace."